After occupying the country for 17 years, the U.S. is contemplating privatizing the war in Afghanistan. Whether that's a sign of defeat, it can be up for debate. But sending paid mercenaries from a private army responsible for massacres in Iraq and elsewhere is not a recipe for success. Nevertheless, U.S. President Donald Trump said he's considering Eric Prince, a CEO of Academi, formerly known as Blackwater, to be employed for tackling Afghanistan. Here's more.
This is Eric Prince, a billionaire U.S. businessman and architect of private military forces around the world. He's the founder of the notorious military firm Blackwater USA, now known as Academi. His firm has been involved in serious crimes, including killing civilians in Iraq. Prince has been traveling around the world and visiting conflict zones, trying to sell his military expertise. He is widely seen as an expert in setting up mercenary forces. Prince's role in training militaries and setting up secret armies can be traced from Iraq to the United Arab Emirates, Yemen, China, and even African countries. He is said to have received hundreds of millions of dollars from the UAE to make a clandestine private army that included Latin Americans. Many of the Latin American mercenaries have been reportedly deployed to Yemen to fight local forces there. Prince has done a great deal of covert operations around the world, but he's apparently determined to expand business. He now seems to have smelled business opportunities in Afghanistan, where the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump has been failing to improve the security situation.
For them, war is an industry. It is the biggest industry in U.S., and they profit from it. If there's no war, I think American economy is going to collapse. That's why you see they're always trying to create new flashpoints, whether it's in Asia or Africa or South America. They want more conflict, they want more war, and they want to profit from it. And this is the basically American history.
Now this guy, Eric Prince, is actually all over the map. He's called the modern architect of private military firms. His goal, outsourcing militaries for cheap labor markets. He's been involved in the Iraq and Yemen wars. His latest venture has taken him to as well. But this scenario, privatizing a war, has many consequences, obviously. Human Rights Watch perhaps put it best. In a recent report, the rights group said privatizing the war in Afghanistan endangers civilians. The main reason, U.S. security contractors have long eluded accountability.
Eric Prince has launched a forceful campaign to privatize America's longest war. He says the war in Afghanistan should be handled by military contractors and a private air force. Prince is believed to be using various lobbying channels inside the United States and Afghanistan to push his agenda. The billionaire businessman is the brother of U.S. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos and has political leverage in Washington. Prince recently visited Afghanistan and sat down with a host of influential Afghans to make his sales pitch. So far, the Afghan government has rejected his plans. The Afghan president, Ashraf Ghani, says foreign mercenaries will never be allowed to operate on Afghanistan's soil. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis says the plan is probably not a wise idea. However, some senior Trump administration officials have expressed concern that the president may back the plan because of his frustration about America's military failure in the war-torn country.
This is the most dangerous administration ever, because all the people on his cabinet of Donald Trump are billionaires and millionaires who have different kind of interests across the world, and for them war is a big industry, and that's what they're pushing this agenda. And Afghanistan is good to hear this comment from President Ghani of Afghanistan, saying that he will not allow this to happen. I hope he can stick to his commitment to his country.
The war in Afghanistan has seen a large number of civilians killed in conflict-related violence, like in U.S. airstrikes, which are never properly investigated. Human Rights Watch is warning that privatizing the war could further undermine accountability and worsen the state of impunity in that country. The rights group is urging U.S. President Donald Trump to avoid any decision that could lead to privatizing America's longest war.